In California, Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante is in position to become the state's first Latino governor in modern times. That is, if Governor Gray Davis is recalled and if Bustamante wins a plurality of votes on the question of who should replace Davis.
Those are two big ifs, but it could happen. Recent polls show the lieutenant governor leading or running even with actor Arnold Schwarzenegger among replacement candidates. So, who is Cruz Bustamante? NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
He is, by his own account, short, balding, and overweight. 50-year-old Cruz Bustamante hardly cuts a commanding figure in image-conscious California, yet in the short span of 10 years, this son of a Central Valley barber has steadily advanced from being an obscure state assembly staffer to one of California's political power brokers. Harkening back to his agricultural roots, Bustamante recalls learning to work at a very tender age.
I remember at 4 years old, going out into the fields with my aunts and my uncles. I remember throughout my entire young life, picking cotton, picking peaches, tying vines. I know what it feels like to work in 110 weather, you know, with peach fuzz getting in between your clothing. And I mean, I still, right now, I feel itchy right now just thinking about it.
The young Bustamante developed another itch, politics. Yet for years, he appeared content to hold a series of staff jobs for several Central Valley lawmakers. And for his last boss, former Assemblyman Bruce Bronson, Bustamante was the go-to guy to solve thorny local disputes.
He has a way of really listening to people, and I think maybe the core of that is he doesn't make himself the issue. He listens to you, and it's genuine. It's not an effect. It's what he does. And so I think right off the bat, he'd walk into a group, and instead of saying, we're going to do this or we're going to do that, he'd say, I want to know what you think and how you feel about this so that I understand it first. I think you have to be secure with yourself to do that.
In 1993, Bronson unexpectedly announced that he would retire, and he tapped his unassuming staffer.
One of the first questions he said was, well, who are we going to run for your place, for your seat? And I said, well, how about you? And so I asked him to think about it. He had not thought of it for himself. So he said, well, okay. And we met about a week later, and he says, well, I didn't at first think that that would be me in that position. He says, but, you know, let's give it a go. I think you're right. So that's how it all began.
That was 10 years ago, and Bustamante was elected to the Assembly. Thanks to term limits and the growing influence of Latino voters, he became the first Latino Assembly Speaker and then the first Latino elected statewide in over 120 years. As a Valley Democrat, he is a moderate, balancing the needs of his region's working poor with a powerful agribusiness interest. For example, he supports a measure to give driver's licenses to illegal immigrants, and he sides with conservative farmers chafing under environmental regulations. He casts his ethnic loyalty in very American terms.
The radical ethnic agenda of the Latino community is actually the agenda that every American wants. It's a good school for their kids. It's a safe neighborhood so their families are safe. It's a decent job that so they can take care of their families. And then it's just an opportunity to do all that God has given them a talent to do.
It's a politically subtle message for an ethnically diverse state, says Fernando Guerra, who teaches politics at Loyola Marymount College.
In a sense, it's code saying to Latinos, hey, we do have a Latino agenda, and it's also code speaking to non-Latinos saying, hey, don't worry, because our agenda is very similar to yours. And so on the one hand, when you try to mobilize Latinos, you're also trying to make sure that you don't mobilize others against you.
Bustamante's 5-year term as lieutenant governor has been marked by his frosty relationship with Governor Gray Davis. The two split publicly and abruptly in 1999 over Davis's legal strategy to thwart Proposition 187, the voter-approved initiative to deny social services to illegal immigrants. Now some Democrats accuse Bustamante of trying to undermine the governor, but in an interview with NPR's Day Today, he said he's only trying to give voters a choice.
And all I'm doing is making sure that I'm giving them a second option, the ability of being able to say, in the event that recall is successful, we have a person that we know, that we have voted for in the past, that is ready and willing to take on the position as a governor.
Bustamante supporters are fond of saying their man has always shown a knack for being in the right place at the right time. Even if his luck doesn't hold, the worst that can happen to Cruz Bustamante is that he continues as lieutenant governor. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.